The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
A very generous KSCO radio listener who knew we all would be interested sent me the following current information. His name is Kelly C. Tuttle, and his amateur radio license call is WB6AAJ. And for all we listeners, I say thank you, Kelly. This is called A Little Government Control History. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. From 1929 to 1963, about 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. In 1911, Turkey established gun control. From 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Armenians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, a total of 13 million Jews and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Thereafter, we can mention Guatemala, same thing, Uganda, same thing, Cambodia, same thing, and no doubt many other countries. Defenseless people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control. The amount is 56 million people. You will not see this data in the U.S. evening news or hear politicians disseminating this information. Guns in the hands of honest citizens save lives and property. And yes, gun control laws adversely affect only the law-abiding citizens. Take note, my fellow Americans, before it's too late. The next time someone talks in favor of gun control, please remind them of this history lesson. With guns, we are citizens. Without them, we are subjects. During World War II, the Japanese decided not to invade America because they knew most Americans were armed. Switzerland issues every household a gun. Switzerland's government trains every adult they issue a rifle to. Switzerland has the lowest gun-related crime rates of any civilized country in the world. It's a no-brainer. Do not let our government waste millions of our tax dollars in an effort to make all law-abiding citizens an easy target. Spread the word everywhere you can that you are a firm believer in the Second Amendment. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.